Welcome to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, the weekly unique insight into luxury hospitality around the world by those who know it best. Produced by Allmont Global in partnership with Forbes Travel Guide and the ShareCare Health Security Verification Solution. And brought to you by JetX, your trusted private aviation partner for travel to Europe and beyond.
This week, I am chatting to Peter Borer, the long-established and ever-youthful COO of the Peninsula Group. This is a Swiss man of the world who tells me that as a little boy, he actually wanted to be a stage actor. Well, he's still acting. He is having fun, as he will share with us. And he is forever thinking of his audience, sorry, his guests, his customers, the people who love the Peninsula, which has a unique place in the world of global luxury hospitality. Let's hear Peter Borer now.
Peter, what is the Peninsula's differentiation? What makes it so special?
We are very privileged to work for what I believe is the best hotel chairman in the world, which is Sir Michael Kadoorey, whose family has been involved with our company, the Hong Kong and Shanghai Hotels, since its inception in the late 1800s.
In fact, Peter, one of my favorite bedtime books recently has been the story of the history of the Kadooreys and their tremendous movement as a family around the world, which makes you a very international company, still personalized.
Sir Michael, as you could read from the book, which was called The Last Kings of Shanghai, has led and continues to lead a very rich life. He continues to inspire us with his vast experience, and he continues to stimulate us to reach for greater heights. And hence, we are a very small company, but I believe our commitment to quality, our commitment to its people, our commitment to excellence, and to search for new levels of luxury is quite unique.
It is amazing. You have given me lots of pointers there to carry on talking. You are a small company, but you're also businesslike. You currently have 10 hotels open. You have a total of under 3,000 rooms. They range in size from 200 to 367 keys, which means, Peter, it's well thought out. It is much more likely that it is a financially successful company. Now, you're always reaching for greater heights. You had your own champagne going back to 1988. How can you reach to higher heights? What extra heights is the Peninsula working on right now, Peter?
Well, I believe our latest invention goes back to what we're all about, which is service. And whilst in the past, you know, sort of 30, 40 years of my career here, we have focused on meeting all the service standards established by Forbes and Ritchie and LQA and so on, I think we've become pretty good at that because we were the first hotel company in the world about 3 years ago where all our 10 hotels reached the five-star standard. Now, we've done a lot of surveys with our guests and they've told us that we're pretty good at delivering all these standards, but that maybe our staff are not as emotionally engaged as they would wish to be. So now we've not done away with the standards, but we sort of put them on one level and we introduced a new program, which is called the Peninsula Service Principles, which is basically 9 pillars. And instead of our staff having to remember about 1,000 different standards, they now have to just live by 9 core principles, One of them, for example, being having fun. And so we're now in the process of training our global labor force, of getting them to embrace this very big cultural change. And we hope that this will, of course, over time, bring us good results, and so that our clientele will feel even more strongly connected to our brand than they have in the past.
When are these all likely to be in place, Peter? I love the idea of fun.
Well, we're working hard on it, Mary. We're starting to train hotel after hotel. And this is something, you know, it's such a big change that this can't be done sort of with two training sessions and then life goes on. It's really, it's not changing the DNA, but it's changing the way we behave. It's the way we train our people. We give them more freedom, because so their jobs become more interesting. And hence, this will take, in my opinion, about 6 to 12 months until the introduction is complete.
Peter, do you have fun?
Do I have fun? You know, if you've stayed in the same company for 40 years, I think the answer is yes. It's been a great privilege working for this company, and continues to be. One takes the good, the bad, and sometimes the ugly all in one go, but one has to certainly keep a very strong sense of humor.
What led you to join the Peninsula four decades ago, Peter?
I wanted the adventure of the Far East. I grew up in Switzerland. I had worked in Europe, done some internships in the United States, and also wanted to see what Asia has to offer. And I joined Peninsula in Manila in 1981, and the rest is history.
My goodness gracious, this is your anniversary this year. And in those days, in 1981, was fun part of the Peninsula philosophy, would you say?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, you know, the Kadoorie family has been involved for much longer than I have. And Sir Michael is clearly a person that appreciates when all of us who work for him are also enjoying themselves. And that includes having fun.
It is.
When I was young, you know, 40 years ago when I was young, I had a lot of fun.
And I can see you still have fun, Peter. Look, you're smiling away now as we're chatting. And it must be led from the top. And we talked earlier about the fact that you have your own house champagne, and you also have, indicating the Kadoorie love of fine wines, you have some splendid own label wines, including a Bordeaux that is made by Chateau Aubryon. You have your own scotch from the distillery of Macallan. You have a Japanese whiskey too. You have your own colour for your Peninsula cars. I've always called it Peninsula Green, but I gather it's technically Brewster Green. You have a splendid selection of cars. You have been ahead in technology for years in having the digital signage in rooms that can be put into the language of the customer. Peter, how far do you think technology is going to go? Are we seeing customers able to check in without any humans in Peninsula hotels?
I believe that the human touch will always be the most important touch. But at the same time, it should be supported by the most advanced technology, which hopefully is almost invisible or makes your life really, really easy. And we are all very much inspired by technology that is intuitive, that is, pardon my French, idiot friendly for technical, you know, challenged people like myself. If I can handle it, I can assure you all our guests can. And so it's got to be very easy to use and make your stay much more time efficient, much more productive, and again, maybe more fun, but it should never become an obstacle. So we have our own team of people working in a small laboratory in Hong Kong that developed this together with Sir Michael Clement Kwok, our CEO, and myself. And we spend hours on end giving input, testing it to make sure that it is absolutely user-friendly. Now, for a small company like ours, you might think this is an expensive proposition, which it is. But at the same time, the technology over the past 25 years has become a very integral part of our brand offering, and hence our guests are expecting it from us. And they're expecting constant upgrades. And so right now we develop an app, for example, where you can, through a barcode, download the functionality of the entire room onto your telephone. So you don't have to touch our machines anymore, but you can control everything through your phone.
It's marvelous to hear that word simple coming from the great mind of Peter Borer, because it's simple also to find your way around a property. When Shanghai opened, for instance, the signage, the ordinary old-fashioned analog signage, meant that even though it's rather like a maze, the actual layout of the building, you can find your way to the room. You go around whichever room it is, several 90-degree corners, but you never get lost. You've no idea how many times I've been lost in older hotels in different parts of the world, not the peninsula. Going back to the word fun, you also have fun when it comes to food. Look at Felix in Hong Kong. My goodness, that was an about turn. Somehow, customers who've been used to tradition of Gaddis suddenly found this crazy modern theatre up on the top. Can we talk about the food side of the peninsula philosophy? Peter, you do your own restaurants generally, don't you?
We do, Mary. We believe, you know, in providing, of course, food that people find nutritious, that people find healthy, but also find delicious. And in various environments, whether that's a Chinese restaurant, a French restaurant, or Felix or a Swiss restaurant, whatever they are, it's got to be delivered at a very high consistency. It's got to be delivered at a price that we find provides good value, and it's got to be prepared by a crew of people that take great pleasure in providing that particular food program. So to me, we're not a company that believes too much in providing a trend, which other companies do extremely well, and I applaud them for that. But we are more, you know, providing the classic approach with modern twists thrown in, but never become a trend, because a trend usually doesn't last.
You were one of the first properties in Tokyo to have a food truck outside, a static food truck, meaning that salarymen and other workers going past could buy something from outside in the street. But then Tokyo also had these peninsula green scooters for hotel guests to nip around and go into the Imperial Gardens. That word fun comes up again and again when chatting to you, Peter. You're always thinking of new ideas. Perhaps it's you, perhaps it's your general managers in some cases, but new ideas are coming the whole time.
Well, you know, that's, again, part of having a little bit of fun. And, you know, the little food truck in Tokyo is something that came up through the previous GM, and it has resonated extremely well with the community. And as you say, it allows people to have access to penins that maybe are not, you know, yet able to come inside. But it's a very nice way to connect. And so, you know, we go with little minis around the world. We have vintage Rolls-Royce cars. In some of our hotels, we have helicopters. So we're always trying to bring in things which make our guests stay, or even part of the community, more interesting. And it certainly has served our brand extremely well to have these little luxury escapades as part of our program.
And this is luxury with fun. Think of the jeepneys, Peninsula Green jeepneys that you have in Manila, and they happen to be air-conditioned inside, and you can get Wi-Fi in. Peter, whom do you benchmark with?
Well, I believe there are many brands that we admire, and there are many individual hotels that we admire. And it can also be, you know, outside the hospitality industry. Because to me, the commitment to luxury has been demonstrated by brands such as Chanel, Ferrari, Rolls-Royce, and so on, in an incredible manner. And I feel very inspired by these brands. So it's not just our competitors or our friends in the industry.
I am thrilled to hear you say that. What do you personally look for when you go into a non-peninsular hotel for the first time? What is the initial thought or the initial look coming from Peter Borer?
It depends whether I'm on a personal trip or whether I'm on a business trip. I have different expectations, and I believe that this applies to most of our guests as well. When I'm on a business trip, it's got to be incredibly efficient and fast, and I want to be left alone as quickly as possible so I can get changed, do my emails, and get to work. If I'm on a personal trip, during my flight to that particular destination, my expectation has built up. And then when I arrive in the hotel, I'd say the first 60 seconds will sort of tell me whether I've made a good choice or not. And what I'm looking for, of course, is good value. What I'm looking for is being treated very warmly and with great care, but without fluffing.
You've been listening to the Mary Gostolo Girl Ahead podcast, produced by Allmont Global in partnership with Forbes Travel Guide and the ShareCare Health Security Verification Solution, and brought to you by JetX. Wherever in the world you need to travel, JetX offers expert solutions and guidance to make seamless global connectivity possible, even in the most challenging times. Join us next week for another exciting insight into the world of luxury travel. And don't forget to tell your friends and colleagues about the show.